Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1263. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabbi and Zisu, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Elirufu Shalema Miriam Rezel Bas Dina. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so we started last year the Malacha of Ma'amer gathering, and we started just the bare basics to explain that it applies to items which grow from the ground, which we'll get into a little bit, and gathering produce together, but we'll see how that works in reference to produce. Sometimes you bring produce into the house, and you know, these type of things, and putting it together could be a problem also, but we'll talk about all that in the practical applications. Okay, we always try and read a little bit from the Sefer Lamentes Melachos and the Sefer Shabbos Home in our introductory shiurim on that, on the Melacha that we're working on, which is right now Ma'amer. So we spoke about last time, we read a little bit from the Sefer Lamentes Melachos. I want to just go through a little bit from the Sefer Shabbos Home, as he brings down in the introduction on Ma'amer gathering on page 288. He says like this: Ma'amer gathering is one of the 39 malachas, right? 39 av malachas prohibited on Shabbos. Gathering was necessary for the construction of the Mishkan, where the plants from which the dyes were made were gathered together in one place after they were harvested. So again, we see the gathering together of the plants or anything else that was needed for the Mishkan that grew from the ground. He goes on to say, explaining again on page 288, the Malach of Ma'amer gathering is to gather. What exactly is, you know, is the action that a person does in order to be Chayiv Ma'amer? He says, the Malach of Ma'amer is gathering, it's to gather together in one place scattered grain, scattered fruits possibly, scattered vegetables, and bringing it all together. This is done to protect the harvested produce from being stepped on or from being blown away by the wind or so on, right? Obviously, that's why people gather it together to use it. But step number one is to gather it together so that it doesn't get spoiled, it doesn't get ruined. I mean, when it's done during the week in reference to a farm and so on. Now, he explains a little bit further that since the purpose of the Malacha of Ma'amer is to gather, the reason is to protect the produce, so therefore it's not just the gathering itself, but he brings down like this, on page 289, the following activities are included in the Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Number one, making piles, right? It's not just bringing the fruits together, but actually making a pile. A person could have the fruits together, but you stop piling it up, making a pile. Possibly he brings down also making bundles, right? Making bundles of harvested produce. That's another action that would fall under this malacha. Placing harvested produce into containers or boxes, or possibly stringing them together. We'll see, we'll talk about sometimes people put these dried up figs or these things and they make like a necklace or something like that. That could be running into a problem also. For example, dried up figs. Sometimes people make that. What could be right? A person could think on Shabbos, well, dried up figs, I just put it onto a string and I make myself a necklace. Okay, it could be boina, building, but here we're seeing it could be another problem of Ma'amer gathering. So it's not just, the point is over here, we're trying to bring down that it's not just gathering whereby outside, well, I'm walking outside, I'm walking in a forest, I'm walking in my yard, I'm walking in my backyard by the tree, good, there's some apples over there, and I gather them together. Yes, yeah, so that is one action of Ma'amer, but we see there's various different actions also, which again, we'll see how they apply on practical applications. Outside, it's very easy to understand, right? A person goes outside, even the person's own backyard. I have a fig tree, I have a plum tree, I have an apple tree, whatever, and the fruits fell down, whether it's muksa, namuksa, so that's not the issue we're talking about, right? If it fell down on Shabbos, we said that it's muksa. Or even if somebody doesn't know, you're still not allowed to pick it up. It runs into the problem of muksa. But even in case not, even in those putting aside the muksa pot, or even in cases whereby they might not be muksa, but just gathering it all together, right? And we saw from the Sefer Lamentes Melachos, even only two fruits would be running into the problem of Ma'amer gathering, one of the 39 Melachos. Okay, so now he goes on to explain, does the Sefer Shabbos Home, that the conditions required for the Malacha to apply. In other words, it's not just gathering anything you want. Like we spoke about last time, I gathered together silverware. Is that a problem? I gathered together clothing. Is that a problem? I mean, where do we draw the line on gathering together? Let's say there's some crumbs on the table and I gather them together. Is that a problem? Where do we draw the line with gathering? What exactly are we talking about? When do we look at the Isser Min HaTorah? When do we look at the Isser Min Rabbanan? So to start with, number one, he brings down again on page 290, the Sefer Shabbos Home. He says, the items have to grow from the ground, which we'll get into a little bit. The Isser Min HaTorah the melacha of gathering, he goes on to say, applies only to things that grow from the ground. Okay, as far as the melacha min haTorah, now we'll see possibly midrabbanan, there could be different ways that it might also apply. But right now, let's just try to get the worst case scenario, as I call it, the issa min haTorah, the melacha ma'amar, gathering applies only to, as far as min haTorah, to things that grow from the ground. Things that do not grow from the ground, that the earth, are not included in the melacha of ma'amer on a Torah-dika level, in other words, on a biblical level, on a issur min haTorah, it would not fall under the melacha of ma'amer. Though there are sometimes circumstances that he explains that are aser midrabbanan, which we'll see. But as far as to be over min haTorah, right, we always know you have the av melacha, which took place in the Mishkan, then you have the tolda, anything that's very similar, and is also aser min haTorah, and then we have isurei midrabbanan in every melacha that apply for whatever the reason Chazal made those isurim. And we talk about those also. So to be aser min haTorah, bottom line is it has to grow from the ground. Now he brings down also the next condition he brings down also, that the items are gathered in the place of growth. Again, to be aser min haTorah, the aser midrabbanan, we'll see the different circumstances. But aser min haTorah, he says the aser min haTorah, the melacha ma'amar, gathering generally applies only to plants gathered, plants, I mean produce, whatever the case is, gathered in their place of growth. For example, the wheat in the field, right? Fruit, vegetables on the orchard and the gardens around the tree, right? You have a backyard. The backyard has a garden. Backyard has a tree. So to be over min haTorah, the melacha or malabin per se, min haTorah, gathering generally would apply to plants gathered in their place of growth, and not just plants, produce, fruits, vegetables, whatever it could be, in the orchards, near the trees, in the gardens, wherever it grew, gathering it in those areas would be aser min haTorah. So that's sort of like the foundation of the melacha of ma'amar, gathering, whereby one would be aser min haTorah. But like we said, we have to talk about these various different practical applications which could come up, whereby one might be aser midrabbanan. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.